You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt with our weekly Bold and the Beautiful prediction edition. As always, our predictions are based on upcoming official CBS soap spoilers, recent episode activity, stuff like that. And I'll explain to you where they're coming from when I make the prediction. I'm so excited to unpack these for you. We have five predictions. We've got one for RJ, Zenday, Luna, and Hope. Another for Steffi and Liam. Another for Ridge and Finn. One for Lee and Poppy. And one for Mike Guthrie and Sheila Carter. I cannot wait to tell you guys all about these. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe though. Now, let's just jump right in. My first prediction, I think the RJ, Zenday, and Luna drama is going to wreck hope for the future, and Thomas is going to be needed back more than ever. So the spoilers around this, you saw on Friday's episode that Luna was trying at last to work up the courage to tell RJ that she had mints and, you know, banged his cousin. So on Monday the 15th, Luna finally comes clean. She says the words. She tells him she slept with Zenday. He is furious, and RJ pulls back from her. He doesn't want to hear, I love you. He's so pissed off. He's just ill about it, and he won't even let her touch him when she's begging him. And then on Tuesday the 16th, RJ goes to the office and he rages at Zenday, who tells him, blame me, not Luna. RJ says he does and then punches him in the face. And on Wednesday the 17th, Luna is devastated and heartbroken and cries to her mom, Poppy, who tries to comfort her. So these three are supposed to be working together. They're supposed to be the backbone of hope for the future, the new hope for the future, you know? And there is no way they can work together after this. You know, I don't see it. Not everybody's going to be able to stay on the team. It's going to be a whole thing. Like maybe Zenday can stay on, but then RJ won't. And then he won't want Luna around. And it's just messy, this drama these babies have created. And with the team fractured, splintering, and unable to design, I wonder what Hope is going to do. Maybe she needs to get on the phone long distance to Paris. Am I right? Not the other, you know, employee at there, but Paris, France, where Thomas is. All right, our second prediction, Steffi's going to turn to Liam, and it's all about Finn siding with Deacon and being sympathetic about Sheila. So Monday, April 15th, Steffi goes over to confront Deacon and tells him to get a grip. Stop telling my husband that you think your crazy girlfriend is alive. Thursday, the 18th, Finn tells Steffi he's very worried about Deacon's mental health. And on the 19th, Hope, Liam, Steffi, and Finn are all very concerned about Deacon's mental health. But by the following week, which starts sweeps, April 26th and 29th, Finn and Deacon are out searching for Sheila. And that means Finn is going to come around to seeing what Deacon sees after Deacon gets this very important info from Lauren Fenmore about Sugar and the fact that she looks just like Sheila, but presumably has 10 toes. Steffi's going to snap. She's going to want Finn to stop. He's not going to stop. She's going to run crying to Liam, who's going to pile on because he never, ever misses a chance to say crappy, crappy things about Finn. And you know what happens when Steffi or Liam are upset, then they tend to turn to each other and they tend to take things to the bedroom. So we shall see. My third prediction, I think Dr. Finn is going to infuriate his father-in-law, Ridge Forrester. So of course we have these spoiler picks for the 26th and the 29th with special guest star Clint Howard, where Finn and Deacon are talking to the homeless guy he plays, Tom. And they're showing him a picture on a phone. So clearly they're looking for Sheila. And then we have that recent episode where Ridge was being so nasty to Deacon. I mean, it's understandable since Sheila shot his daughter, but still. And Ridge is going to have some very strong words for both Deacon and Finn for not letting dead dogs lie. And that's what he thinks Sheila is, a dead dog. I can just imagine Ridge raging at his son-in-law saying, you need to forget this. You need to be there for your wife. You need to stop all this, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to stop Finn. I don't think so at all. All right, my fourth prediction, I hope that Mike Guthrie is holding Sheila captive. I really hope Sugar has a co-conspirator, and I hope it is Mike Guthrie. We haven't seen him in a minute. You remember him? He was that prison guard who let Sheila out, and then he wound up in prison for helping her, and he just loves Sheila so much. So spoilers tying to this, of course, we know Sugar is dead. We know Sheila is alive. We know Sugar was harassing and threatening Sheila. I actually did a standalone video this weekend about why I think Sugar did this, what her plan was when she came to Steffi's house before it went violently off the rails and she wound up dead. And I don't have a specific spoiler tied to Mike Guthrie, but Sugar and Mike both worked in the Los Angeles area prison system for years, her as a warden, him as a guard. So it's completely plausible and feasible that they do know each other. That leaves the door open for him to be her co-conspirator. And if you remember, Mike loves Sheila. Like, he adores her, and she doesn't really give him the time of day, but he is crazy about her and honestly flat out crazy. So I could totally see, you know, Sugar talking him into something. Now, Mike wouldn't want Sheila to spend the rest of her life in prison unless he was going to be in the same prison and got to see her. But Sugar might have convinced him to help her out, saying, you know, if you do this, you get to spend time with Sheila. You can even keep her if you want to, because Sheila would really have no choice but to be arrested for Steffi's murder or to go on the run. So I definitely think Mike is weak-minded enough that Sugar could have talked him into something. And I really, really hope he's part of this storyline, but he may not be. We'll see. My fifth and final prediction, I think Lee Finnegan is going to lose it on her little sister, Poppy Finnegan. So Wednesday, April 17th, spoilers say Luna is devastated and heartbroken, and Poppy tries to comfort her sad daughter. Now, I have no specific spoilers for when Naomi Matsuda is back as Lee Finnegan, but she's around, she's in the opening credits, so I do expect that she's not gone anywhere, and this has to be coming. Lee is going to find out about Luna's life imploding because of her mother's drugs. And boy, she is going to come, I have no doubt, and tell Poppy, you know, you're the same pile of garbage you always were. You're a druggie. You never fulfilled your potential. You know, all that good stuff. And then, of course, we still have one more Luna storyline, the who's your daddy storyline. You know, they've brought this new character in and just given her all the airspace. And she's a good actress. She's cute as a button. But you can't expect an audience, I don't think, to be instantly invested in somebody just because you keep shoving them in front of us. And I saw a Twitter poll the other day, and only 10% of people that responded to the poll had any interest in the storyline. The vast majority said, no, I'm not interested at all. And then there was like maybe 20% that were like, well, maybe I'm interested, but not that much. And then only 10% are actually invested in this. And who knows? We'll see how it goes. Those are all of our predictions. Please drop your comments, whether you agree or disagree. See it going another way. I love reading your thoughts. Please subscribe if you haven't, and definitely come back soon, because we are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.